proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on a subject called No More Toil. Glory to God. No more toil. Now, what does that mean to us? Well, toil is work, where you work or sweat in fatigue and in body or in mind. It's that thing that came with the curse. Once Adam sinned in the garden, then toil came upon mankind. Now, everything that Adam gets now and mankind has to get, he has to toil for it. I mean, struggle for it. Well, Jesus came and redeemed us from the curse. Now, no more toil. Well, a picture of this is when we see Peter. Peter had been fishing in this lake, and he was now washing his nets, and Jesus started preaching by that same lake. Well, he asked to use Peter's boat, and got into Peter's boat, and sat down, began to teach the people. Well, then he finished and turned to Peter and said, "Now launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught." Now, a draught means great increase. Well, Peter responded by saying, "Hey, we've toiled all night and caught nothing." Well, here's that word toil again. It tells me that Peter was under that old curse, labor, sweat system. And somebody listening to me today, you might be under that system. You know, working hard, soon as you bring in a little money, it's gone. You're toiling. Praise the Lord. But then Peter said, "Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll let down the net." And when he did it, he enclosed a great multitude of fish, so many fish that the net broke. And then he called for his partners. They filled up their ships, and both of those ships began to sink. It was so much catch. You need to get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. This is a powerful teaching. Let's go into it. It's called No More Toil.
When Jesus was there preaching on the shores of Gennesaret, and here's Peter, and Peter then is a fisherman, but they had fished all night, caught nothing. Now Peter is washing his nets with his employees, the family employees, and now Jesus asked to use his boat. Now, somebody said, "Well, why did he ask to use Peter's boat? Because there are some other folk there." And I believe he asked to use Peter's boat because God pours water on ground that's thirsty. And I think it's interesting how people can come in here and hear me over and over again, and maybe their lives not progress, and then other people come and hear it, and they start jumping with leaps and bounds. And I think it has to do with whether you're hungry or not. See? And this is me. That's my personal, you know, opinion. You can't prove me wrong, so. So here's Peter. So he gets in a boat, and Jesus then pushes out a little from shore and begins to teach the people, sit down and taught the people. Now, when he left speaking, said to Peter, "Launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught." And Peter jumped out. Peter said, "Wait a minute. We've toiled all night." See, that's the toil. That's working under the cursed, labor-based, slow system of the world. "Nevertheless, at thy word, I'll do it." I'll launch out. So he did, and he caught a great multitude of fish. Now, once he did, and he called his partners, and they filled up their ships, and both the ships began to sink, he fell down to Jesus' knee and said, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man, O Lord." Now, that's the key. What did he see? Why did he tell him, "Depart from me, I'm a sinful man"? For he was amazed, he said, at the catch that they had done and caught out there. Well, one reason he was amazed is because that same catch was done out of season. It was done in the daytime, and you don't fish those lakes in the day. Another reason he was amazed is because the catch that he caught was at least 6 or 8 months worth of fishing, and he caught them in 1 hour. The third reason he was amazed, now this is what I'm going to get to, is that there was no toil. He didn't work for it. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of people can't receive from God, is because we have a toiling mentality. That we feel if we don't toil for it, we don't deserve it. Well, I got good news for you. Jesus took the toil out of your life. Say, no more toil. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it's going to make you rich. And he added no toil with it. You got it? Now, folks, this is a powerful thing, because Jesus gave you a key to receiving over in Mark 11, 24. He said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, watch this, just believe you've received them, come on, and you shall, come on, have them. Boy, ain't no toil in that. And we want to toil. Oh, did y'all feel that? Ow, ow. That's a demon trying to get out. There ain't no, you don't need to do all of that. We want to do something to deserve this. Just something. But the Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And it's not of works, lest any of you would boast. Folks, you don't have to work for this. If you didn't have to work for your salvation, I'm talking about kingdom citizens now. I'm not talking about the world and people who don't have a covenant. I'm talking about you. If you didn't have to work for your salvation and it was free, and you didn't have to work, that woman with the issue of blood didn't have to work for her healing, and it was free. What makes you think you got to work for your house? What makes you think you got to work for your car? I tell you what makes you think that way is a toiling mentality that came to us from the curse. But I'm redeemed from the curse, and I got the covenant of God that overrides the curse in my life. Say amen to this. That's what I'm talking about. It's a new day. I said, it's a new day. God is doing something in your life today. He's turning some situations around. He's going to make something that you've been waiting on since 1998. He's going to make it manifest this year. You coming up on 2008, it's going to be the year of new beginnings for your life. Sit down. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So I told you, because we've been listening to the wrong voices and we've been following the wrong people, there's a law called the law of association, and we've been associating with some wrong folk. You've heard the expression, birds of a feather, what? Flock together. Well, let me give you the rest of it. They all end up in the same place. God has a new place for you. He has changed the direction of your life. When you got saved, you got a new destiny. Say amen to this. So now God wants that to be manifested in your life. So I made a statement, and you can take it for what it's worth, but it's true. And the statement that I made was this. Many times what happens is the black man thinks that, black man. See, I don't care what you think about me. See, I'm here to give you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, I know we've been misled by politicians and all that mess, but once you come into the kingdom, you got new rights. I said, you got new rights. And do you know when those rights are being violated, you can call on God and He will answer. I said, you can speak things and God will set it right. Now, you got to know you got rights. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You ain't the righteousness of God because you feel right. You are the righteousness of God because His nature is in you. And when you got rights, folks, you can call on the authority to fix anything that's broke. Man, it's people who are criminals, if they get robbed, they can't call on the authority because they're in bad shape themselves. But see, you right. You ain't robbed nobody, and you ain't illegal. You are God's holy child, and all you got to do is call on Him, and He will answer. Well, I'm preaching too hard now. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6, please. Verse 24, I just want to read one scripture. No man can what? Serve two masters. Well, he'll either hate one and love the other, or else hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and who? Mammon. Now, what was he doing? What was Jesus doing with this? He knew that as long as you were provision-minded, as long as you were occupied with how much money they're going to pay me, where this money comes from, how I'm going to get these kids in school. So he knew that as long as you were occupied with that, that the gifts and the talents that God has for your life would go undeveloped. You can't serve two. See? And that was the enemy's job. His enemy was to separate us from our provision so we would be occupied by a job. See? And so what happened is Jesus came. He came to break that down. He came to make it so that you can get back to your assignment. Because the work in your assignment is far more, is most important with God. He's going to get the provision for you. He wants you to do His work. Are you with me? Okay. So, the foundation of the kingdom, which is the government and its laws, Jesus operated in these laws and He established these laws. Now, these laws work every time. And they don't fail. And let's go over to Luke's Gospel, chapter 16, please. Luke, chapter 16. Boy, I got so much good stuff down here. I got enough to keep y'all till Jesus comes, I believe. And this stuff is so, this is good, just good material. Okay? Now, I'm only telling you that because you might be in a city like Detroit, and jobs are just going away and so forth and so on. Folks, what happened when He took them out in the wilderness? And there was nothing out there. There was nothing in that wilderness but hot. But what did He do? He supplied everything. He supplied cloud for the shade. The clothes wouldn't wear out. He supplied food every day except, you know, on the day for the Sabbath and so forth. Look what He did. And what He did for them, He'll do for you. You under the same covenant. No. You're under a better covenant. Man, this is good stuff. All right, let's see. Where did I tell you to turn? Okay, Luke 16. All right, just want to read this scripture for you real quick. Look what it says here. I'm just going to read one scripture. It's some others I could read there. Verse 17. And it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Now, why I want to tell you this, okay? Let's go back again, and let's talk again about what I said about, you remember me talking about New York City and Harlem and the numbers? Okay. Okay, for those who weren't here, I'm not using this illustration for you to invest in this. I'm using it as illustration because a lot of folk know about this. Now, I think this is where the lottery came from, but nevertheless, let me see. So here's a person in New York, and I spent some time in New York, so I know about the system. But what you would do is you'd write a number down on a piece of paper, have numbers run to come by. Numbers run to come by, take your number, they give you give them $5, $3, whatever it is, just like a person plays the lottery today. Now, that number then would be called or picked that day, and whoever picked it got a big pot of money. They got a pot of money that everybody else put in, so forth and so on. Now, the only reason I'm using that is because this kingdom, this system in Harlem was a subsystem. And most of the time, the reason why the blacks in Harlem would play that system is because the jobs that they had were not the higher paying jobs. See? And they were looking for some way to get provision so that they could get relief about always be concerned about what I'm going to eat and the kids' clothes and so forth and so on. Because if they could just get a chunk of money, boy, that thing would put them ahead. Are you following what I'm saying? So they'd play the numbers. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this is this, is that as this thing was played, somebody would hit it. But pretty soon the authorities came and they always tried to find who was running the numbers and everything and break it up. Now, why? It wasn't so much that they were concerned about this black neighborhood and them living without that system. But that, I believe, this personal now, I believe that that system, as they worked it, they would get a chunk of money. They could work their whole life, probably, and get the same amount of money. But this system was going to allow them to get money quickly and get a lot of it. Now, when it happened, now they could do what they couldn't do before. And one of the first things they could do is they could purchase an apartment building that now they would move from a job to an owner. Now, this is where Satan does not want any of us. My point to you is, he wants to make everything in this earth his, but it's not his, it's yours. Now, what you gotta do is take possession of it. And the way you do is that you can work the kingdom system and then start chipping away into his economy. The church should have its own economy by now. You see, Joseph raised up the most powerful economy in the world. And he raised it up in Egypt. And it, in Genesis 47, took everything the wealthy had. Because it's designed to convert everything into the the kingdom. The world system is buying and selling. Are y'all with me? Now, I put a note up here to myself. And I said this, that the system of buying and selling will almost always put people in a place where they're going to get ahead in that system, it's got to come at somebody else's expense. Do you hear what I'm telling you? You see, that's what it was all about. When the slavery, can I just use these examples? When it was time for the release of slaves, and after the Civil War, whatever, the Emancipation Proclamation, they were supposed to give these people 40 acres and a mule. But see, that was going to bring ownership. And it wasn't the people. Don't blame the people. An angry man can't get into the kingdom, so get rid of that. They weren't that smart. It was the devil. And the devil always wants to keep some group pitting against the other group. Say amen to that. And I'm saying to you now that it was about ownership. See, they didn't want these people to get into ownership. Well, they didn't get 40 acres and a mule, so I just claim I'm getting 40 million in a jet. So anyway, so what happened was, say amen, somebody. Amen. I'm trying to tell you that system demands that somebody have to be put down for somebody else to come up. But not so in the kingdom. Not so in the kingdom. In the kingdom, the law is sowing and reaping. And if you have a revelation of that law, then you will know that what you sow, you're going to reap. And what the devil did is tried to cover up that law so that people could go to his system of buying and selling, and he could keep somebody in slavery all the time. But now you've awakened, and you're saying, wait a minute, I got another system. And the system is sowing and reaping. And all increase in the kingdom comes by what you sow. So Peter sowed his boat. The little boy sold 2 fish and 5 loaves. The woman sold her last meal. The other woman whose kids were about to be taken because her husband had died and left her in debt, she sold her oil. Another person sold a prophet's quarters, and she had a baby. Another person, I'm telling you, in the kingdom, it's what you sow. And the sowing and reaping law is so powerful that if you do sow it, your harvest will come, even if it has to come up through concrete. Because nothing can stop it, because it's a covenant. Sowing and reaping is not a promise. A promise is something that operates differently. But sowing and reaping is a covenant. That means it doesn't come by fasting. It doesn't come by crying. It doesn't come by how long you pray. It only comes by practice. If I can sow it, he will manifest it.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, this teaching brings out a very, very important point. One is that people many times cannot receive from God because they feel they have to work for it to get it. But you see, it's by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's a gift of God, and it's not of works, lest anyone would boast. You see, if we work for it, if we start toiling for it, God really can't get it to us. Why? Because we're toiling for it. We're working in our own strength. You see, once we settle down into a rest, God works. This is a powerful teaching. Now, the address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to order it right away, because by hearing it and hearing it, faith comes so that you can access this blessing. It is a powerful way to live. No more toil, no more anxiety, no more worry about things and so forth. Why? Because we learn how to turn it over to Jesus. Glory to God, and let him handle it. Because God can do the job for us. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, we're going to see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Did you wake up with provisions on your mind? Is it a constant struggle just to make ends meet? It's time to start living the good life that God has already prepared for you. Your days of toiling are over.
When God worked, he didn't stop because he was tired. He stopped because he was finished. And he's making you like him.
No More Toil is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this dynamic teaching, you'll discover that your job does not dictate your income because you're operating above this world system.
People have not moved beyond their salary because that's what their prosperity is connected to. Break that. The blessing of the Lord, it makes you rich, not your job.
Order No More Toil today, and Dr. Winston will explain why God's economy is higher than the world's economy, how to sow and reap a harvest, why there are no financial impossibilities in the body of Christ, and much more.
God ain't moved by your need. He's moved by your seed.
To order your copy of No More Toil, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God wants us to depend on him to meet our needs. Learn how you can receive all that God has for your life without painful toil. Order your copy of No More Toil today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org.
Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
You see, if you only have just enough for you, you ain't got enough. The point of it is because he's got to use you to take care of other people.